from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Ah. 12 o'clock. Hump day, halfway to the weekend. Congratulations. It's all downhill from here. Second hour of the show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Get into an NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes. A brief Olympic update in about 25 minutes. And then Terry Fontenot is going to join us at 12:30. So we're just going to spend about 4 to 5 minutes filling time before Terry Fontenot joins us at 12:30. And then the real fun starts, Randy.
What's that?
We start peppering Terry Fontenot with all the things everybody needs to know. And he starts giving us answers.
Yeah. He's going to answer the question. He just might not answer the question how we want it.
He will talk. Yeah,
he's going to talk.
He will say words.
Yeah, we'll have Terry
we'll do our best to get them to be words that are responding to the questions that we asked and giving us answers. But you know how Terry is.
Yeah.
He's elusive. And then we'll get to the back page with Bo at 12:40.
I saw
that. 12:45.
Rusty, my man, Rusty sent me this, Andy, a little while ago, talking about, because we're talking about baseball, the Rays, Tampa.
Yeah.
$1.3 billion ballpark is going to happen. Now, we were just talking. Why do the Rays need a new stadium? Does anybody go through the games?
Nope.
I don't think so.
Now, the current one's not very good.
I know it's raggedy as hell. Yeah. It is raggedy. It is a piece of you know what.
Uh-huh.
But so is the support of the team.
That's true. And the team now, too, because they just traded everyone away.
Yeah, so I'm just serious. $1.3 billion, huh?
It's a lot of money for a baseball stadium that nobody's going to go to.
5-2 votes. More than $300 million in public funding will go towards construction.
So people are going to give $300 million, the public, who doesn't go to the games already,
right,
are going to spend $300 million on a stadium that they're also not going to go
right
to.
I love it.
I just don't get
it.
I just don't.
Oh, my
just,
God.
If I may, after living there for a couple of years, more than any other city in Major League Baseball, they use the location of the stadium as a reason to not go.
Okay. It's not in a good part of town, or?
It's in St. Petersburg, and no one from Tampa is crossing the Howard Franklin Bridge at 6:45 in the afternoon to go to a 7:10 start.
So the new one will be in a more,
in theory,
accessible location?
A little bit, yeah. I think if it's the Al Lang site, then sure.
Okay.
But also, they have a major issue like Turner Field had, where there is nothing around the arena.
Oh.
Nothing around the stadium. There's one sports bar, Ferg's, and that's it. Nothing else is working.
Was that your bar, Abe?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Yeah.
But I was aware of it.
Yeah, you baked your bars.
No.
Well, he wasn't a big Ferg's guy?
Yeah, a big Ferg guy.
I went to McDinton's in South Tampa.
All right. There Ferg. We go.
You go to Ybor City, Abe?
I've been to Ybor City a couple of times.
You go to Mod's Venus over there?
No. That's on Dale Mabry.
That was an easy no.
You ain't never been there.
No.
Come on.
That's on Dale Mabry, though.
You know
you ain't never been there.
You know the answer to that question.
To Mons Venus?
Yeah.
No. I drove past it all the way to Raymond James.
Damn it.
I knew where it was.
Yeah, he went to the football games. Well, good for them. Hopefully,
good for you, hopefully Abe. That place corrupts you.
Hopefully that'll change
your fortunes.
It corrupts your mind.
It corrupts
sounds
your mind.
Like you want me to have been corrupted a little bit.
It corrupts your mind, dog. It corrupts your mind.
It corrupts your wallet. Yeah. Just gonna go in there.
I'm glad you never went.
You gotta go in there and get swindled.
Yeah. Raise his hand. Raise his hand.
She loves me, I swear.
Dude, she got me.
I'm different.
She knew my room number and everything.
I'm different. We're different.
Both times.
We have a connection.
Oh, I just got called to a puppy. I will be there tonight. You want to go to the you want to go upstairs? Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. All right. Okay, you really going to come to the room? Oh, Poppy, I promise. Okay. Sit on the edge of the bed. Rocking. 19 year old already. Rocking on the edge of the bed.
Wait till she gets here.
Can't wait till she gets here. That woman took all my money, man.
Oh, man.
That Poppy word. Well, when you're 19. Yeah. 19 and Poppy,
that'll
I was like.
Your pockets
I'm
out.
Sitting there just rocking on his bed. She's coming, right?
I've always wanted someone to call me Poppy in a sexy voice. Here, I got about $110. Take it. Take it all.
Took all my dare pre-dim.
See you later tonight. Can't wait. Oh, man. Like, how long do you wait? Dude, and keep lying to yourself.
I sat up, because we got back, we had curfew, like, at midnight. So, right. Maybe 1 o'clock. So, I got back about 12:30, and I sat there to, like, 3. Because she said the club closed. She said she got off at 2, and she was coming through. Man, that's on the edge of that damn bed rocking.
Would you hear, like, footsteps down the hall and be like, baby?
Jumped up. Like, kept on, like, making sure my stuff was breakfast, everything was right. I think I brushed twice. Dude, I will. Wait. No, oh, man. I'll be there tonight, Poppy. I was like, damn it.
Maybe she just got the room number wrong.
She told me the next night.
Because
I told her,
I went back.
I went back.
And confronted her?
Yeah. No, I go.
What'd she say?
I said, hey, what's up, baby? She said, oh, yeah. I'm sorry, Poppy. I got off late. And I was like, all right, no problem, man. You coming tonight? Yeah. She remembered the room number, though. That's what I thought. I was like,
she's good.
Yeah, man.
She's a pro.
Yeah. You want to go upstairs, Poppy? Sure enough, do.
Oh, man. Well, we all learn one way or another. We all learn. If they say that, if they want to say, they say, want to go upstairs, Poppy, to you, Abe, don't give them any money, okay?
Because you don't know, nothing happens upstairs, right?
No.
Yeah, they the boot, like Chris Rock said, and ain't nothing in the champagne
nothing
room.
Going
no,
on
it's
in
not.
The champagne room.
You know what my first question would have been?
Yeah.
Is the game going to be on up there?
I promise you it would.
He turned it on.
You probably tell her to move out the way.
Hey, look.
You know what? Put your clothes on.
You just act like, well, so which team do you like more? It might not even be a team sport. It might be like an individual.
That's what Abe would start to say. Yeah. Do you like fencing?
And then she tells you what country she's from, and you tell her some weird fact about the Olympic sports in her
that
country.
That would be A right there.
And she's like,
yeah, she could be. From,
boy, do you know how to set the mood.
Yeah, no, she could be a Colombian, you know what, knockout. Abe would be talking about the Colombian lacrosse team or something. Do they still have, what's the name on there?
All right, let's get to an NFL No Huddle.
Oh, my money.
We're going No Huddle.
With the Midday Show No Huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now, let's go!
NFL No Huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. The Bears tell us Caleb Williams is not going to play in the Hall of Fame game. Not surprisingly. Most starters won't. Tyson Bagent will, though. He'll get a start.
Who is that?
He played last year.
They played last year or something.
I think
like
when
that?
Justin Fields got hurt. He might have even won a game or something like that.
That's what happened.
There was like a brief moment of like, you know, the Bears,
they thought he was that guy.
Is just so quarterback starved.
Yes.
Like they've just really never had one. That anybody who plays one good game, they're like, all right, here we go.
They were all like, hey, he looks like he got some potential. Like, get the out of here.
No, he doesn't.
He was not drafted for a reason. All right. But, I mean, I don't think – I'm pretty sure that the Houston Texans, they're probably not going to play their guys either and everything like that. So, really, that'll make no sense. I mean, like I said, the biggest reason is what goes on Saturday. You know, as far as their players being inducted and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But,
you get
a chance to go put on your good uniforms and everything. But this is going to be all about the enshrinees and everything like that. But, yeah, Caleb in a good spot, man. I saw DJ Moore just got extended. The largest contract in Chicago Bear history.
Yeah. $110 million.
He deserves it, man.
82.6 guaranteed for DJ Moore, 4-year extension.
You think about that. He's 27, Andy. Yeah. It's probably more like a 3-year deal. Mm-hmm, right. Roma Dunze's on a rookie contract.
Yep.
The quarterback's on a rookie contract.
Yep.
I think Cole Kmet got his money last year. Dude, they should be. And then you got Keenan Allen on the line. Oh, man.
It's a good. Now, I don't know about their O-line.
This is getting, it's better.
It's better.
It's better.
Okay.
But I just, my biggest thing with Caleb, I don't want, and I can always say what I don't want, but this is going to happen. People try to compare what CJ Stroud did last year.
Yes. There's going to be two main comparisons to Caleb because of his style of play. It's going to be CJ Stroud last year, but then also, of course, it's going to be Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
And those are both really unfair.
Yes.
I mean, CJ is more fair. Patrick's completely unfair. But look, I don't know, man. Like, I think he's really good. Like, I know that there's, I guess, some he can't function in the actual X's and O's of an offense. I don't know. He can function outside of it when people were chasing him down, trying to kill him every single play, and he still made it happen. Won the Heisman Trophy a couple of years ago. I think he can probably learn how to function in a pocket. Probably easier to do that than it is to learn how to do the other stuff that he already knows how to do naturally.
Right.
So, I don't know. You're right. He's surrounded by really talented players. The guy that was there had been getting all the reps in Pittsburgh. Now, Russell Wilson finally got out there and got a couple reps in yesterday. Not much. I mean, he maybe had a couple handoffs in 11-on-11, took a few 7-on-7 snaps. Russell's running the risk of losing that job,
He's running the risk. I saw one clip where in the red zone, I think it was Justin throwing it to George Pickens, caught the one-handed grab over Porter Jr. This is going to be the basis of this. Can Justin make the consistent play? That's going to be – because he's going to make big plays.
He'll make spectacular plays.
He's going to make spectacular plays. But he makes spectacular plays in Chicago.
He sure
That's
did.
Why his ass is in Pittsburgh, because all he did was make spectacular
plays. But if they didn't have the number one pick, he'd still be in Chicago,
I agree with that. I agree with you. But I think that they want Russ just maybe to start off the season with some – just take it up. But Justin Fields should be the starting quarterback, I think. But then you go to run the risk of if Justin Fields wins his job, do you cut Russ?
Why would you?
I don't want to be there.
Oh, I mean.
Yeah, I don't want to be there.
We might need you.
I don't care.
Are you just going to quit?
I got $39 million sitting up.
Oh, that's true.
I got $39 million.
But doesn't he have to play to get it or no? It just comes no matter what.
No, that's from Denver.
That's from Denver.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let me see if I can go somewhere and play.
Where's he going to go?
I don't know. But Russ thinks he can probably go somewhere else and play.
Well, Russell thinks he's the best quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
Which is good. You should think that if you're a starting quarterback in the NFL. Yeah, I don't know. The situation was always going to be interesting, right? Like bringing those two guys in, having them compete, Russell being Russell, all that kind of stuff. Can't make the club in the tub, though, Randy.
Yeah, man.
That's what they say. Although he'll make the club, it just would be the backup if he can't get out there. Anyway, continues to be interesting. Robert Saleh in New York says he's going to follow his instincts and sit Aaron Rodgers during the preseason.
Duh.
He might play in the third preseason game, but probably not. Here's Tyler Conklin, a teammate of Aaron Rodgers, talking about how he's been holding everyone accountable at training camp.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the beauty of playing with, a great like that, right? Like, you have someone that's going to, at all times, hold everybody accountable, no matter who you are, what happens. And I think that's kind of been something that's, not every team has that, not everybody. So, I mean, I think that's really a blessing at the end of the day, to be able to have someone that cares that much and, has a standard like that, that's going to, that becomes our standard as a team. But to have a Hall of Famer that's won a Super Bowl, been there, done that, I think that really is necessary.
I know a lot of people saw the clip of him and Garrett Wilson going at it and everything like that. I don't think that was any big deal. But according to what they were talking about, what he was talking about with the practice, it was really bad. Really sloppy offensively, drop balls, false starts and everything, and Aaron just, lost it. Good. I mean, it helps to have a guy who's kind of – if he's healthy, they're going to be – because they're loaded. They are – now, the offensive line's got to play well and all that, but, overall, team-wise, they're like San Francisco deep.
Yeah, they've got a great defense.
Yeah. I'm talking about offensively, too.
They've got players all over the place.
They got players, man. Aaron Rodgers is healthy, it's going to click because he's that good.
That's a huge if, though.
Just stop throwing it to Lazar, though, because that was the problem. Lazar kept having the ball. Yeah.
He loves that guy.
He loves that dude.
He likes his guys. No, I mean, look, it's do or die.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get another try if it doesn't work out this year.
No.
But
No.
They made the ultimate gamble, and it's the Jets, so you understand why they would do that. They haven't had great quarterback play either. So it's either going to be good, right? He's healthy, and it's good, and it all works out.
Right.
Or it goes down as one of the all-time, disastrous failures in NFL history.
Yeah, but if he's healthy,
it's not just the football stuff, right? Like, he can play
–
he can football his way out of all that other stuff.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't play well – all that other stuff is magnified, and it's like, all right, you just brought in this total weirdo who's old and hurt all the time, and ruined everything for your team. Like, not that you were in a good situation in the first place, but like you made it worse.
Everybody getting fired.
Oh yeah, everybody.
Everybody's getting fired.
And you set your franchise back a couple of years.
Everybody's getting fired.
Yeah,
we know that.
Well, there it is. It's a huge, huge gamble. Teams take them when they get desperate. They were desperate. All right, we'll come back. We'll spend a couple minutes on what happened in the Olympics last night. Maybe some previews of what's going to happen today as well. Terry Fontenot, Falcons general manager, is going to join us right around 12:30. Also, so don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Back to more Andy and Randy.
Andy and Randy.
Yeah!
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
I bet somebody's done it, because everybody's done stuff like this.
What's that?
Remix it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
I'm sure someone has.
I have.
Everything's on the internet.
Yeah, somebody's got some kind of ad libs.
They got I walk into the daycare room sometimes and they're doing like trap alphabets.
Trap alphabets?
It's got like a beat behind it that's like, oh.
I was like, what the hell are we doing? Talking about?
Oh, we're doing trap alphabet today?
Oh, all right. I'm like, what?
They got trappy birthday?
Yeah, trap alphabets.
Yeah. Huh. I was like, whatever, man. As long as they learn the most right order of the letters.
And ain't listening to them. What's the? What, oh my God! I saw this tweet. This little girl. They were at the daycare. They were playing that.
You can turn the music down. We don't have to have it up the whole time.
Yeah, that red sexy girl. They was in that
sexy red.
Yeah, they were there dancing too.
They were getting it sexy.
Like,
where
at a daycare? Look like. I was like, hell no.
Yeah, I bet they do that at my daughter's daycare.
No,
I bet they do that.
Hell
sometimes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I would prefer that they didn't.
No.
But.
Hell wrong with y'all. I'm glad I got boys. I wish.
Yeah. Now there's, we're getting, it's getting now to where, like, she just remembers everything and mm-hmm. she can say anything. Like, she's a fluent speaker now. Like, but, when you're 2.5, you can talk a little, but you can't say everything. And certainly you might hear something but not know what it is. All of a sudden, she just starts saying stuff now. And it's like, huh. Mm-hmm. So you hear that a lot. She said the other day, and she said it in a fun way, so it was kind of funny, but, like, she said, "Don't start with me." And I was like, what?
Who the hell do you think you're talking?
I thought, first of all, who says that to
you? Exactly. Because
no one, I know how we talk around here.
Right.
I know my phrases.
Right.
Like, if you say, like, there are certain things that we say that she might repeat. Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's funny. That was me. All right. Oh, that was funny. That was her
right.
mom. But, like, there's certain things like, all right, I know for a fact no one in this house has ever said that to you.
Yeah.
So what is happening? What is happening between when I drop you off and I pick you up?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Yeah. Is that education?
I had to defend Sebastian. His mama just texted me, said that the sitter called and said he's hitting a little boy. I don't think he did. What did that little boy do to him?
Oh, here we go.
There it is right there. There it is right there. The trapping. Yeah, I don't believe he did it.
There you go. Now, anything that they say Lily does, I believe it. I believe it.
Let me tell you, my son hit some boy. My son don't hit nobody.
Because I see my daughter hit my son all the time.
I'm sure, yeah.
Like, she pushed a little girl down? Yeah, probably. Yeah, that makes sense. She pushes her brother down every day.
Them kids try to show off in front of their friends.
Did he take some of his stuff? Because I take him to school. When he go over there, he got his little toy with him. I said, I bet he took his toy. That's why he hit him. Because that's the only time he hits anybody. When Samson takes something from him, he goes and hits him. That's all he does. So that's why I said that little boy took something from Bash, and Bash went him.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened. So he was crying. Okay. Don't take his pineapple. Exactly what happened.
Boy loves his pineapple.
I know what happened. I know my children, and I know he just ain't going to hit nobody. Just hit somebody. That little boy took something from him. Bash went and smacked him.
That's it's one way to learn.
Yeah, man.
I bet he won't take something from him again. Got to learn the tough way.
Yeah, that's the only time he hit somebody.
I don't know. There's so many different circumstances that would lead Lily to hit somebody. Looked at me the wrong way. I didn't like it. Cut me in line. I just felt it. You know, I just felt like hitting them. The U.S. women won the all-around gold last night. Not surprisingly, they were favored to do it. Honestly, more surprisingly is that they didn't win it last time. But I guess avenging what happened last time, obviously Simone Biles had the issues with the twisties and all that stuff in 2020. Plus, 2020 was just weird, man. There was no fans. It was a weird atmosphere. Like, they talked about it. It's not the same. So they avenged that if they needed to avenge it. And Simone got some pettiness out.
Yeah.
She got a little pettiness out.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it.
She had a form of, and what I didn't know anything about it, because I'm not following that close, like the rivalries between former gymnasts and current ones and all that stuff.
Oh, they have those?
But I'm happy to find out when they do.
On the same team?
Well, a lady who had been on the 2020 team is now sort of like a YouTube analyst or something like that, and was asked about the selection of this year's team. And she said, well, besides Simone, I don't like the depth. They've got some girls that don't work hard and stuff like that. So then they won the gold last night. Simone put out on Instagram, pretty good for a bunch of lazy, not hardworking, whatever.
You.
Yeah, solid.
There we go.
Solid clap back from Simone Biles.
Love it. But yeah, good for them, man. And obviously there's more and more coming down today. The men's basketball team's playing today. Please let Jason Tatum play. Let him play.
Or.
Oh, my God.
Or, in a more hilarious option, don't.
Yeah, I'm
sit him again.
I've never seen so many people mad up in their feelings about another grown-ass millionaire man not playing in a basketball game.
Sit him
again. Tyrese Haliburton didn't play.
Yeah. That was injury, though. Wasn't it? He got banged up or something like that? I don't know what it was.
But damn.
It would be so funny.
And then
if he
I
don't
understand
again,
this
though.
Part right here. They said he was benched. When you say somebody was benched, how do you view it as? Like you were, you know what I mean?
That's interesting.
He benched him.
Benched is normally for like bad behavior,
yeah,
bad
play. That's what I would think, right?
Like that. Yeah,
he didn't play him.
He got what do we call it? DNPCD.
Yeah.
Did not play coach's decision,
okay.
Which is worse.
It's worse.
Isn't it?
But he didn't get benched.
Like
Kerr
didn't find him useful. Like, which is kind of wild.
But,
I don't know. I would find it really funny.
But they're playing South Sudan today. Is it close like it was the first time?
Nope.
Okay.
It will not be.
Okay.
They will smack them.
Okay.
I mean, and I know South Sudan's got some talented players. They won one of their games, right?
Yes. They won their first one.
Australia or somebody like that. Nah.
So,
nah.
Okay.
I don't. Maybe, but I don't think so.
All right.
I think they're kind of done with the close ones.
I think so?
they did a couple fun close ones in the lead up to it.
Right.
And I think now
that was cute.
They're onto the smacking portion of their competition. Unless if Kevin Durant's playing and he's healthy.
Cute. It was Kevin Durant, pre-Kevin Durant.
And LeBron's out there and Steph can shoot, which he did in their first game. Like, nobody's going to mess with him.
I agree.
Nobody's going to touch
him. So France almost lost yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I mean, it was so many close calls. But, yeah, I mean, this was the one because of the length and the athleticism of the other team. And then USA just didn't play well. Like, they was on a bender last night. Probably went out the night before. I'm talking about that game. They just played so sloppy and so bad. But, yeah, I don't anticipate that happening today.
Katie Ledecky has the 1500 freestyle tonight.
She'll win.
It's a matter of how much she wins by.
Like, she'll be getting out of the pool, getting on the podium, national anthem we playing, getting her gold medal, and then the silver medalist will come in.
Yeah, she'll probably win by like 5 or 6 seconds.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
She's so much better the longer the races get, the better she is in these events. I mean, it was kind of remarkable that she got the bronze medal in the 400 because that's just not her event. She was just doing it to warm up.
Yeah, that's all.
She's like, let me just warm up and get a bronze medal.
Yeah, but yeah, Kayla Ledecky will be getting out the pool, dried off, medal in the hotel. Then the second place finish.
Then they'll finish. Yeah. And then who knows about the third place person. It's a very busy time of year, obviously. The Olympics going on. The baseball trade deadline was yesterday. Falcons training camp underway as well. We always look forward to our opportunity to talk with the Falcons general manager, Terry Fontenot, during training camp. He joins us right now. Terry, how are
you?
Hey, Andy, Randy, always a pleasure. I'm not sure what I jump in on, what conversation, something about coming out of a pool.
We're talking about Kayla Ledecky tonight, you know, just beating everybody by a mile in the pool in the long distance. That's all.
I like it. Isn't it fun watching the Olympics, whatever sport it is? Isn't it fun?
It is. It's amazing. We love it, especially when the Americans are doing as well as they have been. If you were to be an Olympian, what sport would it have been in? Or if you could just pick one to be an Olympic gold medalist in, which one would it be?
So I would definitely pick track.
Yeah.
And obviously I competed in track in high school. Obviously wasn't good enough to do it in college, but I just loved it so much, and there's nothing like it. Love when you're watching that and when you see the relay teams and just they're moving at these unbelievable speeds, and it's just so fun to watch. So it would definitely be track.
Oh, I mean, that's what we all said too. we all want to be fast.
I want to be the gold medalist in the 100 meters.
If there was one out there that you could do, that mean not outside of track that you want to do, what would it be?
Man, I guess I don't think there's anything I can do in the Olympics.
Like curling, nothing?
Curling? I don't know if I did. Man, I don't know if
badminton?
I can do the curling. Those guys are
breakdancing. They got breakdancing now.
Terry, you from the country. I know y'all used to play badminton in the backyard of your grandma's house now.
Maybe a little badminton. Okay. Maybe badminton.
All right. So I think it's easier when we're asking Lorenzo Carter how camp is going, when they're asking Raheem Morris how camp is going, they'll say, I did this, or the guys around me did this, whatever. I wonder for you, as the general manager, when you're watching and you're out there observing yesterday and today and all that kind of stuff, how do you determine whether or not you feel like training camp is going well?
Yeah, I would say when you're watching practice and you want it to be competitive, and, you know, it's a really good question, because when you look at if sometimes the defense has a good day and sometimes offense has a good day, and if a receiver makes a great play on the ball, okay, a cornerback got beat and vice versa because you're competing with your home team. So what you really want to see is competitive play, and you want to see that from your team. And then it is cool to go to inter-squad practices because then you get to really measure your team against someone else. Obviously, we'll be in Miami next week, and you get to see them against a really good team and see how they're competing there. So I think as a GM, what you really want to just see is guys out there competing and just continued growth.
How has Kyle looked to you? I mean, from what you're reading, he is just mossing people. And I was out there the other day and saw some red zone snaps and everything. Terry, how has he looked so far during this camp?
He looked really good. He's and look, it's all about, y'all know it, it's all about relationships. And I'll tell you what, in a short off season, these coaches have done a really good job, from Raheem to Zach to Koger. They've built a really strong relationship where there's already real trust throughout the whole roster, but they're really close with Kyle, and to where they can coach him hard and coach him the right way. And I know he's working on all the aspects of the blocking, working on everything, but he's done some really good things. Mm-hmm. He's flying around and playing with a lot of confidence, which you really love to see. So I would say it says a lot about the coaching staff and says a lot about him, but he's had a really good camp thus far.
It's definitely partially about health too, right? Yeah. Like obviously him coming back off of what he had dealt with a couple of years ago. We talked to him the other day. He said he feels 100%, which is great. What about some of the other guys that are coming back from what they've dealt with? Obviously Kirk Cousins with his Achilles, Grady Jarrett with what he dealt with. Can we get sort of a health update on some of these guys?
Yeah. First of all, that was a great point with Kyle. Like you said, I mean, he's completely healthy, and so that's significant, and you really see that. But yes, like with you look at Kirk Cousins, and Kirk, he had a good offseason and did a lot during the offseason, and he's full go, and he's out there going, and he looks really good. So we're excited about where Kirk is, and same with Grady. It's great to see Grady flying around with where he is. So we always have to have plans for not just for Grady and Kirk coming off injuries, but also there's going to be some times you see some off days with some of the veteran players, whether they're coming off an injury or not. So we have to make sure that we manage that the right way and with our performance team and make sure we're managing reps the right way. But in terms of injuries, I'm knocking on wood, but we're in a great place in terms of the way the guys have went through the offseason and where we are now. It's been really good.
Where has the biggest – and me and Andrew were talking about this. Where's been the biggest improvement so far outside the quarterback room? Because, I mean, that goes without saying. But if you can go right now – and, again, it's so early in training camp. You still got many more practices, like you said, joint practices, preseason. But right now, as it sits, what's been one of the more impressive rooms, in your opinion, right now so far?
Yeah, so like you said, you take the quarterback out of it, and then I will go right to the front, the line of scrimmage. And when you say improvement, I can't say improvement because it's our same offensive lineman, but I would say I love our offensive line, and I love what they are, and that permeates your whole team. Your offensive line and who they are, and you guys know that, they set that tone for your whole team. So, and I put our offensive line against anyone. We're very excited about them. But then you go to the other side, and you want to win up front. You want to win the line of scrimmage, but you look at our defensive line, and we knew we had David and Grady, and obviously Grady was out for most of the year, and then with David. But now outside of those, we added a lot to that room. And so you have obviously Zach coming back, TQ coming back, those young players that are really developing, doing some good things. But then you got Rook and Brandon Dorless and Big Eddie, and you got so many guys that when you look at that defensive line, we got some big, physical, powerful dudes. So I would say you just look right up front and look at our O-line and D-line and know that we're going to be able to really battle in the trenches.
Falcons general manager Terry Fontenot spending some time with us here on the midday show with Andy and Randy. And you mentioned it, the offensive line can very often set the tone for the team. Raheem, when speaking with the media last week, said, I don't have any like slogans or anything for this group. We're going to let it develop organically. But if the offensive line is setting the tone, what do you want that tone to be? Like what identity, I guess, but like what do you want the tone of this group to be as the season nears?
Yeah, like Raheem said, we'll let that develop, but you already see that we have a really our guys compete in every single thing they do. They compete, and it starts with the leadership. It starts with the Grady Jarrett and the Jesse Bates and the A.J. Terrells and the Kirk Cousins. Every play is like Kirk. If you watch Kirk and his demeanor on every single play, whether it's a team period, a two-minute period, or it's in one-on-one, he's the way, the passion that he plays with and the competitiveness. So I would say there is a real competitive nature from our entire group, the way we compete in everything we do. So like you said, the teams will set that, hey, what this team is going to be about, and we're still in the early stages, but I know we're going to have a very, very competitive team.
Terry, usually in the – well, not usually, all the time, whenever you go from the spring to the summer, you want things that you learned in the spring to carry over to the summer. How has Michael Penix's development been from the spring to the summer, and is he like kind of got a stronghold on that number two spot? Because you saw him doing a lot of that yesterday when I was out there.
That part has been really impressive, really, and I think Zach might have even said it in a press, or if not, we talked about it. But it is really impressive overall with the entire team of the carryover. Because you know how it is. Sometimes you'll get into it, Randy, and you'll have you'll go from you got your installs during the offseason, and then you get back and you start over, right? And you start back to install one for training camp day one, and you start to build it back up. But we didn't do that. We just kept rolling.
Wow.
And I think it says a lot about our team, top to bottom, what we have and the work the guys put in during the offseason, but the way we're really able to hit the ground running. So they put a lot on all those guys, including obviously including Penix. And he's done some really good things. But like we couldn't be more excited about that position because everything we've seen with Kirk and how excited we are about Kirk and what he's done, we're excited about right now, and we're really excited about the future. You look at the physical tools and the way that Mike's moving around and throwing the ball and all those things, and he's a sponge. He's got the right demeanor because, again, you've been around certain guys that have a little arrogance to them, and because they had some success in college, they think like they know, so you got to – it takes them a little time to humble themselves to really learn. But he just has a natural – despite all the things that he did coming out, he has a natural humility to him, and he's always trying to learn. And so he's attacked that the right way. And you can learn from everybody in the building. Our guys do a really good job of that, from the offensive players, defensive players, everyone. So I would say overall, our guys have done a really good job carrying over things to the offseason, and I would say the same about Michael Penix.
Terry, we asked you about the selection of Penix and the signing of Cousins after the draft, about sort of, was it a philosophical switch? And you said, no, it was more of an opportunistic switch. Like, we had the chance to sign this guy and draft this guy, so we did it. I wonder, though, just sort of looking at the trends in the league and how much time quarterbacks have missed of late and all of that, like, is it more important than ever to have that second guy, and even a third guy, honestly, with the rule change and everything, to have that depth in that quarterback room?
Well, it's obviously, I mean, it's the most important position in my opinion, all of sports, so it's critical. But I would say, with us, significantly, when you can have two high-impact players, but you know we have our quarterback right now with Kirk, and we have our quarterback of the future. So with us, it's not like we would go sign two quarterbacks that are the same age in free agency, you know. So it is, with us specifically, it's about, man, with Kirk and what we're going to get from him right now, and how excited we are about him and how excited we are about our team. And we know look, you can't deny, when you see Kirk and the way he approaches every day, the way he takes care of his body, the way everything that he does, it's really impressive. And also how intentional he is about helping his teammates, about building people. It's you see why he's been so successful previously in his career, and you know why he's going to be so successful for us. So that's about – that's specifically, it's separate. That's why we signed Kirk. That's why we're so excited. And, again, with Michael Penix, he is here to develop and be prepared. Whenever that point is, we know he's going to be ready to roll. So I would say it's more so about us looking at now and looking at the future.
Right, last one for me, Terry. One of my favorite things I know about camp was – you know, that undrafted free agent guy that was going to make the team that you just saw progressing and everything. I don't want you to say his name, because if he listened, he might get the big head. But are you seeing some of that for some of these guys? It's a possibility. Like, you're like, I know we got this guy here. Now, he might be a vet, but this young man right here has proven to me so far that he might have an opportunity to make this team.
Yeah, there's already been a little bit of that. And this is when, Randy, you can really start to assess it, because you know how it is. There's always a transition when you go from shorts to pads,
right?
And there's always some guys that really show up whenever you're wearing shorts, and you're like, and there's some guys that you're like, he's not looking that good. And then it completely shifts when the pads come on. All of a sudden, this guy that was flying around and making plays, he's not, you're not noticing him. And this dude that wasn't doing as much, he's thumping, you know. So I think there have been some guys that have stuck out, but I think the more, again, we've had 2 days of pads, I haven't watched this practice on film yet. I'm excited to watch it, because we got pretty competitive. But then also, when we go up, like I said, when we go to Miami, and when you go there and you get to see guys compete against other people, I think that's when you really see the cream continue to rise. So I said, as you get into those dog days of camp, we'll start to see a little bit more separation in those areas.
Falcons general manager Terry Fontenot, nice enough to spend some time with us here during training camp. Final one for me as well. And again, thanks for the time, Terry, as always. You've mentioned it a couple times, the joint practices with Miami. You've been the Falcons GM for 4 years now. You've been in front offices for a while. You've sort of seen the shift from maybe what preseason's value was to now what joint practice value is. Why do you think that's taken place? Like, why do you think it almost, to me, feels like more value is placed on those practices than preseason games?
Yeah, well, you do want to see your team in that competitive environment against other people. But I would say with the joint practices, it's more of a – you can simulate the game situation, but it's a more controlled environment, right, if that makes sense. So with the preseason, there's things that you can't control and you don't – but with those games, you can go out and you can play your ones more. You can play all your guys for as many reps as you want, and you can tell – when you have it, especially a team like Miami, we have great relationships with that staff. And so Raheem can tell Mike, okay, hey, this is what I want to see. I want to see this, and this.
Right.
And we know that we want to see this particular corner against some speed, or we want to see this particular guy against this, and they can really work together, and you can do that. So you can really create those game type situations in a controlled environment. And then as you talk about the preseason games, you just have to really assess it. There's sometimes you want to see. It's really a case by case. Some guys you want to see out there. Some guys you don't. Sometimes it. I've been in situations where sometimes it depends on what we get out of the practices. When you practice with a team for 2 days, okay, hey, we've got enough from these groups. We don't want to see them. We want to see this, you know. But I would say when you get with a good group and you can really simulate those game situations, but you're doing it in a controlled way.
Terry, appreciate it.
Appreciate you so much, Terry. As always, brother.
I always appreciate y'all, guys. Anytime.
Take care.
Terry Fontenot, Falcons general manager. Nice enough to spend about 15 minutes with us here talking about training camp and the Olympics and his quarterbacks and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's great, because he's absolutely correct. Going from the spring to the summertime, and you're sitting there the first day in Star One like, dude.
We did this already.
We just did this, man.
Right.
For them to just go rolling in and just adding on says a lot about the quarterback.
Yeah, for sure.
Says a lot about the quarterback, but also those dudes buying in already. But, yeah, you'd be like, damn.
Yeah,
Install one, year five. How you think I feel?
It feels like so much about the modern NFL offseason is about efficiency.
Yes.
Because you just have less practice time, you have less padded practices, don't have 2 days, all
exactly.
That kind of stuff.
Well, I got to go with install one again.
Yeah, it's got to be nice to have a court. Like, we know it. Come on.
Five seasons in a row, install one. You're just like, far right.
Now,
Randy, what is far right? It means that
you're like half asleep. You can still tell.
I'm lined up on the right hand side. What if you call far right open, Randy? That means that I'm to the right side and I'm in the slot. What if you far right open switch? That means that me and the Z switch places.
It's like Bo when he has to do the bartender training every single spring.
Yeah, exactly like that.
Truist.
Exactly. Bo, like, where does the ice go?
He's like, look, dude, I know how to pour a martini. All right.
You mean I can't serve somebody that's 20 willingly?
Hang on a second.
Yeah.
What's the age for drinking now?
Yes.
Dude, do you ever pay attention to the date that's on the counter about when you needed to be born to buy alcohol now?
It's crazy.
2003.
Yeah.
Like, what?
2003. I was
2003.
I was a passport boy.
You're buying more than alcohol. All right, let's take a quick break here. We'll come back. We'll get to a brief back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Let's get to the back page with Bo. An abbreviated version.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show. It's the back page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, Bo.
So have y'all been watching this Brewers Braves series on TV?
Yes.
Have you been paying attention to the Brewers Braves series on TV? Maybe to the front row behind home plate?
Oh, maybe not that good of attention.
Your mic's not on.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Yeah. Yeah.
Have y'all, that close. Have y'all noticed? Have y'all noticed a certain someone sitting probably over the right shoulder of the umpire in the front row?
No. Right, I guess I've been not paying. Normally, I would know exactly what you're talking about. I don't know.
Well, you'll probably see her today, which is why I wanted to get this story in.
Who is it?
Her name is Front Row Amy.
All right. Let me look up Front Row Amy.
Her real name is Amy Williams.
Okay.
She has known and been sitting in the front row of Brewers games since like 2012. She sits there by herself, keeps score. Didn't fall in love with baseball until 2011, but since then she's gone to at least 50 games every year by herself, keeps score. They even made a bobblehead out of her.
Wow.
What's she look like?
Well, so she's noticeable because she's not provocative, but she wears, you know, clothing that shapes her body, maybe some cleavage.
She's a nice-looking, you know.
Yeah.
There's an acronym.
Good-looking woman in her 50s.
There's an acronym.
There is.
It starts with M.
Yeah, she looks nice.
Hey. Yeah. Right, so there is actually a story behind this woman. Her name is she's known as Front Row Amy.
Okay.
She did have a game off where, as a spoof, a dude went and sat in her seats and dressed up like her.
Right. Really? I just saw that actually.
Really? Yeah. So there you go, Front Row Amy.
I'm just trying to find out what the 2011 Brewers did to make. Oh, they won 96 games that year.
Good team.
So, all right. I was just wondering.
Well, now you know who Front Row.
Oh yeah, Ryan Braun had a good year. All right, then Prince Fielder. Okay, I get it.
Front Row Amy.
There you go.
All right, then. Well, go ahead, Amy.
Just a little bit of context, if you're wondering who the chick was sitting right behind home plate.
I was
there at every game. Sits by herself.
But I will look for Amy tonight.
She'll be there at 2:00, 2:10, keeping score.
Uneski Betancourt was their shortstop.
Uneski Betancourt.
Yep.
Damn.
Where you get that at?
He played for the Mariners for a while. Right. I said mean stuff about him, and his girlfriend was in front of me in the stands.
I just saw this. So Larry and him had to drive last night to Milwaukee. They delayed getting out of San Fran, landed Chicago, no flights to Milwaukee, so they had to drive.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Midwest
so
road
it was,
trips.
So it was Solaire
everybody's
and
doing
Luke
it.
Jackson in the same car driving to Milwaukee. Is that
what was that conversation
who controls
like?
Who controls the ox?
Yeah.
I guess whoever's driving.
It's got to be Solaire.
Luke
He's
Jackson's
the damn
be the one
World
driving.
Series MVP.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm curious. Who did control the radio?
Luke Jackson looks like he listens to like Blink 182. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But that's what it looks like. Or like Sum 41 or something like that.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Like a Justin Bieber guy.
Is it the hair?
Yeah. And the little goatee guy. Yeah. He's going to wear 22 now. 77 no longer.
Oh, we like 77, though.
Joe Jimenez is 77.
That's a good point.
So there you go.
But Joe Jimenez wasn't wearing it because of Star Wars. Or maybe he is.
Luke Jackson wore it because of Star Wars?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the year it came out?
He's a huge Star Wars fan. 1977 is the year. Great year, by the way. That the very first Star Wars hit movie theaters.
There you have it.
That'll explain the Skywalker stuff as well.
We'll do that, too.
Oh, did y'all not catch on to that when I was playing the Darth Vader stuff when y'all talk about Luke Jackson?
Oh, nope. I could barely hear what it was because we were on remote, but I was like, I'm sure whatever Bo's doing is hilarious. Full trust. But I didn't know what it was. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Let's get to the back page with Bo. An abbreviated version.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show. It's the back page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, Bo.
So have y'all been watching this Brewers Braves series on TV?
Yes.
Have you been paying attention? The Brewers Braves series on TV, maybe to the front row behind home plate.
Oh, maybe not that good of attention.
Your mic's not on.
Oh yeah. Oh no. Hold on. Yeah. Yeah.
Have y'all noticed? Have y'all noticed a certain someone sitting probably over the right shoulder of the umpire in the front row?
No. All right, I guess I've been not paying. Normally, I would know exactly what you're talking about. I don't know.
Well, you'll probably see her today, which is why I wanted to get this story
in. Who is it?
Her name is Front Row Amy.
All right. Let me look this up. Front Row Amy.
Her real name is Amy Williams.
Okay.
She has known and been sitting in the front row of Brewers games since like 2012. She sits there by herself, keeps score. Didn't fall in love with baseball until 2011, but since then she's gone to at least 50 games every year by herself, keeps score. They even made a bobblehead out of her.
Wow.
What's she look like?
Well, so she's noticeable because she's not provocative, but she wears, you know, clothing that shapes her body, maybe some cleavage.
She's a nice-looking, you know.
Yeah.
There's an acronym.
Good-looking woman in her 50s.
There's an acronym.
There is.
It starts with M.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she looks nice.
Hey. Yeah. Right, so there is actually a story behind this woman. Her name is she's known as Front Row Amy.
Okay.
She did have a game off where, as a spoof, a dude went and sat in her seats and dressed up like her.
Right. Really? I just saw that actually.
Really? Yeah. So there you go, Front Row Amy.
I'm just trying to find out what the 2011 Brewers did to make. Oh, they won 96 games that year.
Good team.
So, yeah. All right. I was just wondering, like.
Well, now you know who Front Row.
Oh yeah, Ryan Braun had a good year. All right, then Prince Fielder. Okay,
front
I get it.
Front Row Amy.
There you go.
All right, then. Well, go ahead, Amy.
Just a little bit of context, if you're wondering who the chick was sitting right behind home plate.
She's there
at every game. Sits by herself.
But I will look for Amy tonight.
She'll be there at 2 o'clock, 2:10, keeping score.
Uneski Betancourt was their shortstop.
Uneski Betancourt.
Yep.
Damn. Where you get that at?
He played for the Mariners for a while. I said mean stuff about him, and his girlfriend was in front of me in the stands.
I just saw this. So Larry and him had to drive last night to Milwaukee. They delayed getting out of San Fran, landed Chicago, no flights to Milwaukee, so they had to drive.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Midwest road trips.
So it was so Larry
everybody's
and
doing
Luke
it.
Jackson in the same car driving to Milwaukee.
Was that conversation
who controls
like?
Who controls the radio?
Who controls the ox? Yeah.
I guess whoever's driving.
It's got to be Solaire.
Luke
He's
Jackson's
the damn
be the one
World
driving.
Series MVP.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm curious. Who did control the radio?
Luke Jackson looks like he listens to like Blink 182. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but that's what it looks like. Or like Sum 41 or something like that.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Like a Justin Bieber guy.
Is it the hair?
Yeah. And the little goatee guy. Yeah. He's going to wear 22 now. 77 no longer.
Oh, we like 77, though.
Joe Jimenez is 77.
That's a good point.
So there you go.
But Joe Jimenez wasn't wearing it because of Star Wars. Or maybe he is.
Luke Jackson wore it because of Star Wars?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the year it came out?
He's a huge Star Wars fan. 1977 is the year. Great year, by the way. That the very first Star Wars hit movie theaters.
There you have it.
That'll explain the Skywalker stuff as well.
We'll do that, too.
Oh, did y'all not catch on to that when I was playing the Darth Vader stuff when y'all talk about Luke Jackson?
Oh, nope. I could barely hear what it was because we were on remote, but I was like, I'm sure whatever Bo's doing is hilarious. Full trust. But I didn't know what it was. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.